who says a Nigerian girl must speak in fallen English, as if English had collided with Igbo high in the upper atmosphere and rained down into her mouth in a shower that half drowns her and leaves her choking up sweet tales about the bright African colors and the taste of fried plantain. Not like a storyteller, but like a victim rescued from the flood, coughing up the colonial water from her lungs. Excuse me for learning your language properly. I am here to tell you a real story. I did not come to talk to you about the bright African colors. I am a born-again citizen of the developing world, and I will prove to you that the color of my life is gray. And if it should be that I secretly loved fried plantain, then that must stay between us, and I implore you to tell no one, okay? The morning they let us out of the detention center, they gave us all our possessions. I held mine in a see-through plastic bag, a Collins Gem pocket English dictionary, one pair of gray socks, one pair of gray briefs, and one United Kingdom driver's license that was not mine, and one water-stained business card that was not mine either. If you want to know, these things belonged to a white man called Andrew O'Rourke. I met him on a beach. This small plastic bag is what I was holding in my hand when the detention officer told me to go and stand in the queue for the telephone. The first girl in the queue, she was tall and she was pretty. Her thing was beauty, not talking. I wondered which of us had made the best choice to survive. This girl, she had plucked her eyebrows out and then she had drawn them back on again with a pencil. This is what she had done to save her life. She was wearing a purple dress, an A-line dress with pink stars and moons in the pattern. She had a nice pink scarf wrapped around her hair and purple flip-flops on her feet. I was thinking she must have been locked up a very long time in our detention center. One has to go through a very great number of the charity boxes, you will understand, to put together an outfit that is truly an ensemble.